Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Are you guys having fun watching CeeDee Gardner-Johnson play defense for the Bears?
I am.
Lawrence, I have something for you. I'm in a studio. I'm going to bring it in.
I've got something for you.
Is this from CeeDee himself?
Apparently it is.
I'll deliver it right now.
Okay.
But Leisure told me to give this to you, so...
What?
Stand by. I'll be right
there. It's a note?
You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll be there in 10
minutes. Wait a minute.
I received a humbling letter from a radio listener.
That is tremendous.
So what is this?
Leisure sent this to me yesterday via text.
I will read it. I don't want you to tell me what he said. That's what I said. I said I will read it.
It says, Loho, all the best. Just kidding. STFU, signed, CD Deuce.
You got to frame that. I love that.
I got a letter.
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
The other day, I opened and read it. It
says STFU.
That is amazing.
What prompted this attitude?
Because I said the over-under on him staying a Bear was 2.5 games.
That's
and
amazing.
He's clearly going to go over that.
That is incredible.
It's pretty awesome. I appreciate it. I accept this with my whole heart. And now we bring on the man who's clearly trolling me, even though he's one of my best friends. Hello, Jason Leisure.
Hello, Lawrence.
We do a little trolling. It's called We Do a Little Trolling.
What do you mean I'm trolling you? Because there's multiple fronts in which I could be doing that, but which one are you referring to?
I will be hoping that this letter finds you, and finds you well.
Wrong. Wrong.
Your friend.
CeeDee, Florida.
The official adventures of... Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock today. Matt Forte is going to join us. Roy Wood Jr. is going to join us. Matt Bowen is going to join us. We've got a lot of stuff that we got to get done. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
The Bears are in the 6th spot in the NFL playoff standings.
That's right. If the NFC playoffs started today, the Bears would be on their way to Detroit. Well, they'd actually be in Detroit if the playoffs started today. And they'd be playing the Lions.
They'd be playing the Lions.
In the Bin Bowl.
The Packers are in the 7th spot right now.
Ooh.
So they're in, but they're behind the Bears. What a world we live in today.
The tied for first place Chicago Bears.
Is Jordan Love versus Caleb Williams back on the table in terms of who is better now, who's going to be better long term? This is quite a development over the first 9 games of the year.
Well, I'm going to forget about that, at least for a segment. And just like you said, bask. Sun came back out, Speed.
I see it.
Bask.
Yeah, some of that snow is going to melt away. We're going to get up in the 50s the next couple days.
Be careful if you're walking around downtown.
It's a mess right now.
The ice.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You know,
yeah,
you look up and then
that's bad.
It's a wrap. So be careful if you're doing that.
It's a wrap.
Oh, man.
Got to be careful.
It means the ice falling from the sky and killing you.
Yes.
That kind of wrap. It is also slippery over there.
That's why you should wear a book on your head. Those are very important things. Not just for tornadoes.
Right. Readable books, though. Keep readable books on your head.
Yes. But the idea of that, you go, would you look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the end the hunt graphic. You're in it. You're not even in that section.
No, you're in the playoffs graphic.
Yeah.
You're in that one. Just told you, like, yeah, your matchup is declared and decided right now.
The Bin Bowl.
Yeah. You get to play in the Bin Bowl with new offensive play caller Dan Campbell.
That's right.
Whatever
doing
it takes.
Doing his best. Yeah, he's actually done a really good job of calling plays.
Yeah, just 1 week. It was a crazy thing, but they put up 44 points. The 49ers are not in the playoffs right now. The Bears are.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs are not in the playoffs right now.
They're going to be, though.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They're not in the playoffs, but they remain the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
And it's because they have that history of like, oh, well, the Chiefs thing is done. And then Patrick in December is like, no, it's not. Watch this.
Let me flip that switch if you guys don't mind.
Didn't they just bring back Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Did they really?
Yeah, he ran a couple times for him a couple weeks ago maybe. So like they're doing whatever they can to try to fix their run game. And yeah, it's a very weird thing that's gone on with them.
We're not going to trade him Kyle Manungai. Can't have our seventh round rookie from Rutgers. Going to have to keep yours. But, man, you must have really been enjoying seeing the Packers be bad last night. We were watching from the Bulls game on the screen there, and then all of us home and the text thread popping by the end of that fourth quarter when Nick Sirianni gave them some life at the very end. But Jordan Love all night long could not get it done.
He struggled mightily inside of the game, and for a while so did Jalen Hurts. But there's something that Jalen, man,
it's the best quarterback in the NFC. You know I feel that way, even though the numbers aren't there. I know. But Jalen.
Yes.
Jalen is just. Stafford's great right now. Goff is having a very good year, all of that. But Jalen does whatever he needs to do to win games.
It's kind of what we were talking about a little bit. And you have to expand your mind a tad for if you were listening to the show yesterday when we were talking about like the concept of winning ugly. And I do think that there are people that have been waiting for the Bears thing to look prettier, even though it's been effective. And we get the reasons why people would be skeptical on it. But that to me is the apotheosis of what we're talking about here.
Apotheosis, very nice.
It's like, oh, the quarterback, he doesn't care at all about his statistics. He doesn't care how it looks when they win. All he cares about is the winning.
And using every little bit of his skill set on any given play.
Whatever it takes. If I have to go to a tush-push play, I can do that. If you want me to throw the ball down the field, I can find a guy.
Yeah, if you want me to hand it off 35 times, I'm game.
My ego is not so big that I have to worry about that.
Why aren't the Packers better than this? This has reached epic levels of why aren't the Packers better than this. We've gotten to a very problematic place in terms of them. Like, you know, that roster looking the way it does when you add Micah Parsons and then thinking for the last several weeks, man, they should be just raking people, and they are not. And now they're not even producing points.
The Tucker Kraft thing hurts. Like he's a really good player, so not having him. ESPN was bummed they didn't have him. They still did their feature on him, even though he's on IR. So, which was hilarious.
They do an animated thing?
No, they did the whole thing where they went to his town and wherever he's from, like South Dakota or wherever. They did the whole thing.
That's ridiculous.
And they're like, yeah, we did this weeks ago. We got to run it. We didn't send Michelle there just for no reason.
Yeah,
we got to run this thing.
You really did. You sent her there for no reason. If that's the state of things. But like seriously, just what, a couple weeks ago when Jordan Love was unbelievable in Pittsburgh on a Sunday night and they beat the Steelers 35-25 and the numbers were huge for Jordan Love. You're like, oh, yep, there we go. Best team in the NFC.
Yeah, but I want to take you back to a month previous of that. Three of us were together. Sorry, Alex. We were there in Vegas.
Next time,
at
Alex,
Circa.
I can't believe he brought it up, man.
With our feet in the pool.
Oh, Alex, it was a really nice time.
It was. That was probably the highlight of the trip that you missed out on.
Yeah, that Sunday night, just hanging.
Just hanging.
Did you hear who was there? Like, there were funny people there, too.
Yeah, it was great.
It was awesome. I got to explain to Matt Walsh where skimming started in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you did.
And then Matt came in studio and was talking about it, too.
So yeah, he recognized all of us.
Well, so you were here for that. You were here for that.
I was here for that.
I think. I don't remember. I got to be honest.
But even then, the three of us were sitting there going, this doesn't look right. Shouldn't the Packers be doing better against the Cowboys? And they end up in a tie, and it ends up being ugly, right. And you're like,
ugh. But they scored a lot of points.
They did.
That night, was it 40-40, I think, was that final? Something like that.
41-41. It doesn't matter.
There's a lot of points against a lot of points. Last night was not a lot of points.
No.
They couldn't find a way to score any points.
I thought I saw something that was the fifth time in the last 15 years that a game has gone 0-0 into the fourth quarter. Like, just a basura game. Like, just absolute trash.
Man, you are feeling it on the word front. Basura. Like, he's crossing languages. He's on fire, Tanny. You feel it?
I did Latin after the game.
What, on Duolingo?
No, for my video for the game, I did Fortune Favors the Bold.
Oh, you did?
In Latin.
In English, or did you say it in Latin?
I said it in Latin.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What is that?
I can't remember.
I took 5 years of Latin in high school.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe that's why Ruben's language scores are...
Could be. I loved Latin because of all that. So now when I see a word in any language, I can kind of figure out what the... what the gist of it is.
Well, as you know, I am very, very partial to Latin. I love Latin.
Not those guys. I didn't study those guys.
Well, Hawk is also partial to the Greeks.
You know, it's funny. I love Latin American baseball, though. So I guess I studied that concurrently.
Things are going rough for that right now, though.
I've never seen funny ones, though. Never seen funny ones like Hawk.
Things are going real rough for Latin American baseball right now. Yeah. Some questions that people have about some things.
Yeah, Emmanuel Classy.
More like Class A felony.
Emmanuel Classless. Oh, Emmanuel Class A felony is good. Somebody must have done that. If not, Lawrence.
Lawrence is cooking today.
Yeah, he's cooking.
I thought it was the broken thermostat in here that had me feeling it. No, it is Lawrence's word.
We got an
today.
Apotheosis, a basura, a Class A felony? My God.
So are you guys too hot or too cold?
I'm a little.
Not you.
Yeah, no one cares about you, Speaks. This is about us.
We're always too hot over here.
Oh, it's weird.
We can control our thermostat.
Yeah, I don't care about them. You know that. Like, I really.
It's become very clear.
Everybody. Actually, it's Alex I don't care about. Go ahead. Tanny, how are you? You okay?
It's a little toasty in here, to be honest with you.
Texas bring up a really good point, and we're going to need some clarification on this, Speaks.
Okay.
You were in high school for 5 years?
Yeah, I did. I started in eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I did Latin 1. I had an eighth grade, and it just kept on going.
It's your redshirt year in there.
I did. They redshirted me in Latin.
Like Arch Manning. He's out there playing varsity ball in eighth grade.
And when they finally put me on the varsity Latin team, I wasn't really that good. You know, just couldn't hang.
Sometimes people grow at different rates. And then, you know, like, oh, that guy grew up and now he speaks Latin perfectly.
Everybody now thinks I was in high school for 5 years. I would admit that if that was the case, but it wasn't. Thank you for your call.
We need to take a break, but let's not stop the joy. This is really the first time in a long time that a Bears fan gets to kind of look at their Packer fan friend and be like, you all good? You okay? Y'all all right over there?
And Tanny did something that is just, it's a beautiful instinct for a radio producer to have. He gave into it late last night.
All right. Let's talk about that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's a 64-yard field goal, and the kick is so wide left it ends up in Sheboygan. And the ball is wide and not even close. The game is over. Zeros on the clock. A failed 64-yard field goal by Green Bay. and the Eagles have survived to win their third consecutive game. They go to 7-2, and they remain atop the NFC East, and more importantly for them, the NFC overall.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
Highlight courtesy of Westwood One, and for Kevin Harlan, it's always him traveling back to his childhood when he calls games there.
It's true.
Because he was 12 years old and make-believing calling games there. Now he's watching his old team not be very good. And these types of feelings are few and far between for Bears fans, Speegs, that they can look at their Packer fan brothers and sisters and go, ha!
And that's why our Chris Tannehill decided to tune in to Green Bay Packers post-game radio.
That's right, folks. Sometimes you love sports so much, you got to have more sports, even when your team's not playing. But, like, yeah, it's I will check out, because I like to know about the North. You know, it's sometimes turn the page is not enough for me to learn about the North.
I agree. Also,
it's an old score move to, like, use the app, you know?
Usually,
like,
it's meant for bigger games than that last night, but I was in the mood to have, you know, to enjoy that a little bit, because when you can check out our guy Mark Tauscher, who is, you know, I haven't been a fan of his for years. These Packers offensive linemen, like, that's the thing that sucks. Like, they have so many great former linemen that are great in media.
Bulaga's a great dude.
Exactly, yeah. You know, so I was checking them out and just enjoying the callers and people are, they're so over Matt LaFleur up there.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, I'll let the audio tell the tale here, but here's one caller's theory on what's going on with Matt LaFleur right now.
Jason, you're in Tulsa. You're on with Mark Tauscher. Let her fly.
So I've been calling in since the Cleveland loss in Game 3 to say Matt LaFleur was not a coach we'll ever get the Packers into a Super Bowl, and been asking Couch to tell me why I was wrong. Does Matt LaFleur even want to be the coach in Green Bay anymore? And I'm serious. He's giving off Mike Holmgren last season in Green Bay. I know I'm going to, and I want to be in Seattle vibes to me. I think Matt LaFleur, I mean, there's a phrase out there, quiet quitting. He doesn't look like he wants to be there. He's been the worst part of the entire team all year.
Wow,
that is...
The quiet quit is being accused of one Matt LaFleur.
Tanny, this is what happens when you don't like Halloween.
Yeah, what's that record? They're 0-2 since he said that.
When you're feeling the pressure of Ben Johnson, who calls you out, and it clearly triggered him. Remember all those times that he would bring it up? Yeah, I don't know.
It really bothered
Ben Johnson. Like, I don't even know him. Like, why did he bring that up?
What's with that guy?
Yeah.
What's going on with him?
He's coming for you, LaFleur. He wants you to cram it up your cram hole.
So, yeah, so when you have that dopamine drip of getting a call like that early on in their post-game show, you're just like, why turn away? I can save listening to Locked On Packers for the morning, which I did. But so this is the call that followed up very soon after, which I really enjoyed.
Let's go to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, I couldn't be less surprised by this performance.
Because?
And because I don't think Matt LaFleur is a good coach. LaFleur is so inferior to some of these other coaches in terms of designing a game plan. When you look at some of these other teams, I'll tell you who's got a really good coach, you guys. The Bears. And you just better admit it. Because I'll tell you, Ben Johnson, the coach of the Lions, the coach of the Rams, the coach of the 49ers, these teams take on the personality of their coach. You can see it. They're aggressive. They're not afraid of anything. And they have this attitude like they're going to win. And the Packers lack all of that.
Wow. Folks, this is the dream.
They're afraid.
Hell yeah! I mean, it's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. And we've all dreamed, however that dream is supposed to look. You know, maybe John Fox will be the guy that takes us back over the top. I mean, Lovey did hit the ground running, and he wanted to beat Green Bay and
he said so. He won a lot of games against the Packers.
He did. And there's been moments and flashes, but the idea that you might be passing them by and they're jealous of our coach, they're jealous of our offensive system and the way our team plays... Oh,
she keeps on passing me by. I love that. I love it. It's such a great feeling where it's like they're scared.
Oh, man.
They are seeing what's happening with your Chicago Bears. And they're like, oh, no, that's not good. That's not good that things are going well for the Bears while they're not going as well for us. The Packers are still have a good record, but they don't look good.
If you're somebody with family up in Wisconsin, you know, and maybe you don't usually go and hang out with them around the
it's
holidays.
It's a 64-yard field goal, and the kick is so wide left it ends up in Sheboygan.
Let's say your family is in Sheboygan. Okay, but you're down here and you're like, I don't want to go hang out with them during football season because it's always miserable.
Right, I know how this is going to end.
Yeah, like I go there and I get trash talked by Uncle Biff over at the end of the table. Freaking
of course his name is Biff.
Biff, Uncle Biff, he's such a bag. But like, is this the year that you go to Thanksgiving? You're like, you know what?
Speegs, we've got Packers fans who envy the Bears culture.
You know what? I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm going to make something.
I'm going to be there.
I'll make some sweet potatoes this year. Yeah, that's right. You tell Uncle Biff I'm coming.
It's going to be orange and blue. It's going to be sweet potatoes with blueberries. And it's a new dish that I'm trying out. Uh-huh. And I hope that Uncle Biff enjoys every bite of it.
Can you sit me next to Uncle Biff, please? Yeah, he can make his mac and cheese with the chives in it. So he's like, oh, look at my yellow and green side dish. I'll show it with my sweet potatoes and kick his ass.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's what I'm going to say. When it's time to give thanks around the table of Thanksgiving, that's what I'm going to say.
When you look at some of these other teams, I'll tell you who's got a really good coach, you guys. The Bears.
Oh, my God. That. It'd be lovely. Right, so now I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to have to think about making the declaration, making the bet, betting the Bears to do the Packers sweep.
Just live here. Speech.
Lawrence, just I don't know how to do that.
It's a week-to-week league.
I struggle with the moment.
Live here.
I want to make it bigger.
This is a great place to live. Live here.
I want to live in the know or the known.
The known or no.
The gnome. I want to live inside the gnome.
Hold on. Speaks. Let's get a word from AJ Hawk. Perfect.
Oh,
that's
nothing.
Usually what goes on.
Yeah.
He doesn't say a thing.
Oh man.
Never has a thought.
I'm showing up at your Uncle Biff, I'm coming to Thanksgiving. Let's go.
Does Uncle Biff call a water fountain a bubbler?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, it's probably.
Yeah.
He probably says other stuff too.
How about those Eagles fans with the cream cheese heads?
That's pretty funny.
For them last
I got to give
don't
him credit.
Talk politics with Uncle Biff.
No.
Don't ever do that.
But this year you talk football.
Talk a lot of football. How's your football team doing?
Hey, you know, I happened to be watching on that Monday night when Jordan Love fumbled the ball straight up into the air. Just like he threw it up in the air. Like it was like an NBA tip-off. What the hell was that about, Uncle Biff? Your thoughts?
I saw that Dallas game you guys tied. That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty great.
Wasn't that great? You play that extra 10 minutes and you got nothing accomplished?
Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
Boy, your coach is handsome, though.
He is handsome.
Too bad he ain't as good as ours.
He hates Halloween, though, and that's a problem.
You know what, though? He was pretty cordial after the game last night. Feeling the heat a little bit, I think. He was pretty nice.
That shift is happening with LaFleur?
It is, yeah.
They asked him about job security.
And still, I think it's all right, guys. Have a good night.
Oh, of course he did.
Midwest polite.
Guess I better kiss your ass now.
Yep. When we come back, we'll ask Matt Forte what he thought of Caleb getting it done with his legs and everything else, especially when things feel this good and Packers fans are scared. They're scared. Matt Forte joins us next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.